Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Why are you here so early?
It's a special day.
Yeah, do tell.
It's waffles.
Yeah, what about them?
They've gone.
Worldwide, today is International Waffle Day.
Waffles.
It is a breakfast treat, and it has its own day.
International Waffle Day.
International Waffle Day.
It's a holiday that first began in Sweden to mark the beginning of spring.
Let there be waffles.
Okay, it's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, show number 2084, Carla.
Hoo-wee, okay,
and,
all right.
It's Thursday morning, 6:08, looking forward to the weekend.
It's been Thursday for 4 days in my book.
Seems like it, right?
Yes.
All next week, we're going to be on vacation.
Yes, we are.
Very friendly Bob Bishop going to be filling in for us, as he did the last couple of days for me.
Yeah, he's all primed now. He got up early. He said he's used to it now.
Set the alarm and he's ready to go.
Good.
Ready
good.
To rock. National Waffle Day today.
It's also National Bridesmaids Day.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Bridesmaids. Unite. Put on the ugly dress and march.
How many times have you been a bridesmaid?
Me? Probably six or seven times at least.
Really?
Yeah, earlier on. I haven't in many years now, but, you know, I used to have the dresses piled in the back, too. Like, what am I going to do with these? Really?
At some age in your life, do you say, I can't do that anymore?
Yeah, yes. It's like, I'll work the book in the front. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure everybody signs that. How about that? Okay, you guys wear the weird dresses and, yeah, and get your hair done in a way that it's will never be worn again or never has before.
Now, I know there's a term called the matron of honor. You have a maid of honor.
Yes, yeah.
But then if the woman's married, she's the matron of honor.
I guess so, yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever. It's still your maid of honor. So, yes, okay. Yeah. Yes, it's a tough job. I've had to do that. Well, I've done that truly like once. That one I've done once.
Okay.
So, bridesmaids, that's just, you know, you're not my best friend. So, but I want you in the wedding. I need people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah.
All right.
You need gifts. That's what you need.
Stack them up.
Yeah, really?
All
somebody
the dresses.
Didn't get you the gravy boat?
Decreasing clouds and a little windy today.
Jeez, I'm
shocked.
Tired. I'm
shocked.
More wind.
Hopefully dying down. High in the upper 60s today.
Okay.
It's about 54. Right now, let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but for the first time since the pandemic started, there's been a drop in alcohol sales.
What?
Yeah. Sales were down 2%. A couple of weeks ago. Now, keep in mind, a year ago, alcohol sales were up 55% because we were just lushes and couldn't get through the pandemic. So they've gone down a little bit. Not to say anybody's losing money in the booze arena. A new survey looked at some of the things we now see as adventurous because of the pandemic and being more cooped up. This is hilarious. About 40% of people said trying a new recipe. It's adventurous. I know. Wow. Okay. Other things, eating outside, watching a new TV show or movie, taking the long way home, wild people, and staying up past your normal bedtime. Those are things, since we couldn't do anything, those things became like, wow, really cool.
Yeah.
So I guess so.
You know, I've seen Jody. My wife Jody has tried new recipes.
Yeah, yes.
And she's made something and then it turns out she's just thrown it out because it tastes awful.
Yeah.
Didn't turn out like she thought it would.
Yeah, you hate to do that, too. It's like, well,
I said, are you sure?
We'll eat some of it, I guess, you know.
And then toss the rest out.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Because she was getting crazy during the pandemic.
Yeah, well, you had to do something.
Thing, so.
Yes, okay. Exactly. And listen to this. It affected everyone. Pope Francis has ordered cardinals to take a 10% pay cut because the Vatican was affected terribly by the pandemic.
No.
Italy was shut down. It shut down again. So, you know, if your DoorDash driver is wearing a very ornate robe, you're going to know why. Because even he had to get a little side hustle. Jeez. Cardinal Antonio Is that you? Just leave the waffles on the porch.
Yeah.
That's fine. Thank you, though. There's a tip in it for you. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'll give you a good review on Yelp. Don't worry. Cardinal Antonio. That, for now, a few things you should know, brought to you by Young Injury Law. In pain, call Shane at 702-999-9900 or younginjurylaw.com.
Wisdom tooth guy. Got some more sound.
Yeah, you know, for a long time there, we were getting just women and girls, but the guys the last couple of times. This is funny. He doesn't quite know who he's talking to.
Hi. I think my brain is working. I look like a Michelin man. Huh? I love all of you. You've made my dreams come true. I am a lovely guest, and I am on...
Who are you talking to?
Drugs.
Yeah.
Talking to drugs. What? Yeah. I'm on a lot of gas.
Who are you talking to?
Drugs.
Okay. All right. All right. Gotcha. They're getting you through this, honey. Aw.
Makes you not want to go to the doctor and make sure that you can trust your friend when they pick you up after you get them pulled.
Yeah, I know it. I know. They always have to record. They always have to get video.
That is classic.
Hi. I think my brain is working. I look like a Michelin man.
Uh-huh.
I love all of you.
Aww.
It made my dreams come true.
Oh, thank you.
I am a lovely guest. And I am...
Who are you talking to?
Drugs.
So he must have just been sitting there.
Yes, exactly.
Just mumbling. And
trying to come out of the drugs.
That's all you got to do, just come out of the drugs.
Okay, you'll be all right, son.
Too funny. Okay. Well done. Aerosmith, Dream On.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Best songs for waking up. On 96.3 KKLZ.
702-739-9636. Anytime you want to text in or call, same number. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 637. All right, so we have dinner and a movie to give away. This is for a digital download of the movie. What is it, Carla?
Happily. The movie is Happily, starring Joel McHale, and then also a Papa John's pizza to go along with that.
Wow.
So, yeah. Why not?
All right. So being Thursday, we're going to do another segment of...
Thespian Opera Theater.
We're going to get the players ready. It's been a while. All right, here you go. Your chance to win dinner and a movie. This is for a digital download of the movie Happily.
Yes.
And a Papa John's pizza with another segment of...
Thespian Opera Theater.
Hey, kids, shake it loose together. The spotlight's hitting something.
That's been known to change the weather. We'll kill the fatted cat. So stick around.
You're gonna hear electric music.
Solid walls of sound. Ouch.
So, from those lyrics, can you identify the song by title?
Yes.
That those lyrics are from?
I did this because everyone knows this song. Nobody knows the actual lyrics to it. Nobody.
They just make up their own.
Uh-huh. John, you know the song very well. Yeah,
from that performance, I don't.
You don't?
You have been singing the rest of it. I don't. If we said it normally, people wouldn't.
No.
Yeah. All right, here it is one more time.
Hey, kids, shake it loose together. The spotlight's hitting something.
That's been known to change the weather. We'll kill the fatted cat. So stick around.
You're going
to
hear electric music.
Solid walls of sound.
You know what? To be honest, I wouldn't be able to get it either. I never knew those were the lyrics.
I know. It is. Like I say, and everybody knows this song so well. You sing the one part really well.
All right. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. With the correct answer, good luck. Giving you a chance to win dinner and a movie with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
Hey, kids, shake it loose together. The spotlight's hitting something.
That's been known to change the weather. We'll kill the fatted calf tonight, so stick around.
You're going
to
hear electric music.
Solid walls of sound.
All right, from those lyrics, can you identify the song we are singing or acting out in Thespian Opera Theater. We have Monique on the phone. Monique, give us the title of that song.
Benny and the Jets.
Yes!
Yeah!
You gotta hold out the
Good job! That's right!
That is awesome.
Yeah, I suspect not a lot of people actually know the lyrics. Those are the ones we just kind of, you know, pretend we know the lyrics. And then like Monique just did.
Benny and the Jets.
That's the only ones I know.
That's all you need to know. It's his birthday today.
Yes, it is. 74 years old, Elton
John. So we celebrate, and you have dinner and a movie from, it's a digital download, Happily.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Papa John's Pizza. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And, Monique, thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thank you, guys.
Good morning. Can I take your order?
The greatest hits of all time.
Order up.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, just make sure to download that free KKLZ app to your smartphone if you've not already done it. Make it easier to win during the 10K payday contest. Oh, it's coming back.
Yes.
Details on that here in a couple of minutes. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 7:08. VGK on the road for a couple of games in Colorado.
Okay.
Tonight they're in Denver. They drop the puck at 6, and then they have a Saturday afternoon game at high noon against the Avalanche.
Yes, the Avalanche.
The Avalanche, who is right behind us in the West.
I know it. They sure are.
So these are big, important games, so let's hear it.
Go, Knights, go!
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 Everybody!
Go!
So we'll see what happens, and good luck to the Vegas Golden Knights. And by the way, the Silver Knights, just tearing it up.
Yeah, they have a great season going.
In fact, they have one of the best records in the AHL.
Mm-hmm.
They're like 13-14-2 or something like that.
Yeah, they're doing all right.
So our AAA club doing very well as far as hockey goes. So
Vegas is hockey town, man.
Yes.
Hockey town.
Decreasing clouds and wind today should turn out to be a nice day, hopefully. Keep your fingers and legs crossed, I guess. High in the upper 60s. They say upper 70s, possibly low 80s by the weekend. We'll see about that. 54 now. What was it? Last hour, you had mentioned not only is it Waffles Day today.
Yes.
But it's National Bridesmaid Day.
Yeah, waffles. Way more fun. I don't mean to be that way. You know, we were talking about it earlier. It's stressful. I know it's stressful for the bride.
Mm-hmm.
But the bridesmaids, there's a lot. And sometimes the bride, you know, you got to do things. Because the bride wants everything just so. Of course, it's her day. Of course it is. But sometimes it gets a little out of hand. And yes, you asked earlier, I've been in a lot of weddings, and I had the most hideous dresses in my closet forever. That 27 dresses. They
take up a
lot of
room. My wife Jody loves that movie.
Oh, yeah. It was just on again recently. They take up a lot of room, and your closet looks like a bag of Skittles.
She loves that movie, and Katherine Heigl's in it.
Yes,
who I can't stand.
Don't like her. You don't like her.
So I go,
her.
You know what? Watch it on your own.
I do. I like that movie, too. I don't know what it is about that movie.
But
we identify.
Maybe, but you hear about all these crazy stories, with the bride demanding that the bridesmaids be, not over this weight. Or they have to look like this or that, or you're going to have to go through a weight training or something.
If any of my friends ever did that, they could kiss my fat butt, and I would not, and my friends would not do that. I've been in my family, my sister-in-law's, obviously my brother's. Okay, I get it, but after a while,
if you're listening this morning, what is, as a bridesmaid?
And weddings are coming up. They're kicking back in.
What is the craziest thing you've been asked to do?
Yeah.
As a bridesmaid?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it. It's just more, I don't know. I never like the way I look. It's like, oh, are we getting the makeup done? I don't mind. I like looking good, but it's like, wow. Wow, I look really severe. I look like Joan Jett. Why am I? This is not how I look. What are we doing here?
Because you all have to go to the same makeup
person. Yes, yes, yes. Or they come to you and it's a big party for like, you know, 8 hours getting hair and makeup done. Oh, yay.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning. No matter how you slice it,
the Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3
KKLC.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. So what are those weird, wild, wacky stories that you have about being a bridesmaid? Loretta, it's National Bridesmaid Day today.
I have to play this.
Quack, 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 quack. All right. Loretta, what about you?
You guys are both doing it.
Quack, 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 quack. Loretta, go ahead.
My sister got married, and she had us get these pink dresses. I was about 16 at the time, and they were just plain and kind of simple. But if you remember the commercial about the butter where it said it's not nice to fool Mother Nature, and she had those big, long sleeves on the
yes.
dress. That's what the dress was. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, where are you ever going to wear this again? She goes, oh, but it's plain. It'll be easy to cut. And you can make it into a dress.
That's what they always told us. Make it into a cute little cocktail dress.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or cinch it.
Yes. Yes, it's mint green. I look like a Valium. Hello? No. Jeez.
But besides that, thank you, Loretta, for the call.
Yes, Loretta.
All right, you're welcome.
Have a good day. But besides the dress alone, anything else that you had to do that was crazy, that was wild?
Well, Shandy says, I had to do the Jordan almonds. I was the bridesmaid, or maid of honor. There were 6 different colors, so I had to bag them all up. Only one color of each in the bag for 300 guests.
Oh.
I drank a lot of wine that night. Poor thing. Marianne, this is just cruel. I would love to talk to you, Marianne. I had to do weekly weigh-ins for 2 months prior to the wedding. Yeah. My former best friend was a total B. Nobody could be smaller than she was.
Oh.
So I'm asking you, Marianne.
No problem.
I could have totally been in that wedding. Here, let me set the bar, you guys, okay?
Yeah.
But yeah, so she apparently, and that's what a lot of brides do. They're very tiny for their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bridesmaids are, you know, a little bigger.
Okay.
A little bit bigger.
Chris, what about you?
My cousin is a very high maintenance girl, and when she got married, she had to have a beach wedding.
Uh-huh.
No big deal. Except she made all of her bridesmaids go tanning and either do the fake and bake or spray tan because she was not going to have any pale-looking girls in her wedding on the beach. So they all had to get either some form of spray tan or actually go do the whole tanning booth method just so they would be tanned for her outdoor beach wedding.
Okay, you had to time that out, make sure that you looked good for her wedding. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, it's her day. She wants everything
to
look just right.
Well, then she can get tan. Then you go get a tan, okay, Caitlin?
It's
okay.
It's on the beach, and I want
you
all the girls to look.
Yeah, it's easy for you guys to say because you rent a tux for the night and barf on it and take it back. Yay! Yeah, how fun.
It's not that easy to be a guy in a wedding, but that's another day.
Not at all that easy to be a guy in a wedding. My cummerbund doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Just pull it out in the back. You can make it bigger. Oh, okay.
All right, 702-739-90s. Is it upside down?
Yeah.
Right. I know.
It's got to
catch
is
the crumbs.
Is it upside down?
Yeah.
Shots! I am going to keep playing it because when do I get to play this? Oh, my gosh.
Which reminds you of any wedding you've ever gone to.
Yeah, it always comes up. The chicken dance. Nobody cares, but now they're drunk. It's like, oh, chicken dance! Chicken dance!
Yeah.
Hey, chicken dance!
Quack, quack, quack.
Listen, some Martin.
Bonk, 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 bonk.
Yeah, Martin wrote in and said, Carla, it is hard for guys. Do you know how expensive it is to rent a tux?
See?
Yeah, I do. Do you know how expensive bridesmaid dresses are, dude, that we have to keep and can't take back?
And for whatever reason, no matter how well you get it fitted, the day of the wedding, the pants are too long.
Yeah,
the jacket's too big.
There's no way. This must be a smaller size, too. This is... This isn't doesn't fit the way it did.
But we were asking women this morning those wild, wacky stories that, you know, what you had to do to be a bridesmaid.
Kim, this is just hell all the way around. She said, I was a bridesmaid for 3 weddings in 5 weeks.
Oh, my God.
3 taffeta dresses in 3 different pinks, mauve, hot pink, and burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
We were required to be tan for the mauve and hot pink dresses, but no tan for the burgundy dresses. Well. All the bridesmaids for that wedding were blonde with milky white skin, except me. I had medium brown hair with blonde highlights and had the greatest tan of my life. I was only in 2 of the wedding photos, however. The bride wouldn't talk to me for about a month after that wedding because she was tan, I guess, Mike.
Seriously?
It's a goth wedding, and you all have to look pasty. Why? Kim, you're out, Kim. I'm sorry, honey.
I mean, you're in the wedding, but you're out of the photos.
Yeah, your olive skin's not going to work with the goth wedding.
Sorry. Amber, what about you?
I was made to color my hair because my friend did not want my natural hair showing through.
What?
Because I have naturally white hair.
Uh-huh.
What?
So I was made to color my hair like 3 days before. That way the white didn't show.
Okay, that's kind of rude. That's kind of rude right there. We never look the way we look normally at a wedding. We look completely different. If you're in the wedding, if you're the bride, of course, you never look like you naturally look. I never know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I've been in weddings.
Uh-huh.
You saw your own daughter, you know? Yeah. It's like, you don't really look like you, but you look beautiful. You look beautiful, sure.
I feel bad because I thought she was going to say, because I had to color my hair because the bride didn't want the same color as my hair.
As hers. Yeah, sure. Because I'm sure that would happen or has happened.
Nobody can have the same color of hair that I have.
Nobody can look better than the bride.
So.
Whatever. That's why I don't, that's why I'm not in a lot of weddings, Mike. Nobody can look better than the brides.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On
96.3. So suck on that.
KKLZ.
Well, the Beasley Banker found more money. 10K payday contest is back. Going to start handing out the free cash very soon. Details on that coming up here in a couple of minutes. Mike and Carla Morning Show. 8:09. The ups and downs of being a groomsman or a bridesmaid.
Oh, jeez. You guys are so cute. You guys are so cute with your, you know, how much a tuxedo costs for Aunt Carla? Yeah, I do. Listen, let me just put it on record. My very best friend on earth, Monica, made it so simple with her wedding. Wear whatever dress you want to wear. That's all. That was it. I was in it. Chris had a best man. It was very simple. Mount Charleston. It was great. Open bar.
Best part ever.
It was great. I got a gift. I mean, come on. Jeez, Monica. Best friend on earth. That is the way you do it. When you go to the second one or the third one, you know, it's a little bit, it's usually a little, it's like, whatever, you know, whatever.
Or
you,
even the fourth one.
You, what, come on, how many people did you have at your wedding, your fourth one?
Two.
Exactly. Maid of honor, best man.
They weren't even that.
Boom.
They were witnesses.
We need witnesses.
What should we wear? Anything you want. I don't care.
That looks good.
But it was the most beautiful ceremony out of all of them. So
exactly.
That's what matters.
Exactly.
Decreasing clouds and wind today. Highs in the upper 60s. Looking forward to the weekend. Of course, they say maybe possibly low 80s with plenty of sunshine.
Oh, take it.
Just be nice, all right? Yes. 55 now. Let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is interesting. BuzzFeed came out with a list of actors who had to, literally, they fought for the roles that they played in certain movies. Lady Gaga, and I had read that. She really fought for that role in A Star is Born.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Paul, Breaking Bad. And I did not know, well, I did kind of know this. I didn't know how hard he fought for it. Patrick Swayze in Ghost. Because people, they did not take him seriously.
Really? You
know? Yeah, they just did not take him seriously. He was in other movies that it was, you know, it was Patrick Swayze. What? You know, oh. What? You're come on, you're a Dirty Dancing guy. Come on. So, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, and so he really fought hard for that movie. Sarah Gilbert says her first girl kiss was with Drew Barrymore. They talked about it on Drew's show recently. It was in the movie Poison Ivy, weird movie. Called for them, the script, for them to kiss. So they decided to practice in a trailer. And Drew said it was actually kind of fun. So that was back in 1992. Drew was probably 20, maybe. 1920, somewhere in there. A new homeless shelter.
I'm sorry. I'm just practicing.
And, yeah.
Have we talked about this before? I might have a date, and I have to. I think I might kiss the girl or kiss the guy. Do I practice? Who do you practice with?
Well, yeah, right. But this was for a movie.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know that she, you know, you got to, and a lot of actors practice. They do have to practice because you got to make it look, you know,
genuine.
Real. And then this is two women, so two girls at the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. A new homeless shelter in L.A. will be named the Trebek Center. His wife, at his request, made a $500,000 donation to this shelter. This was really, wow. In an interview with Brett Favre, he did about an hour-long interview recently. He opened up about his painkiller addiction. He says during his Super Bowl winning season, he was taking about 8 to 10 pain pills a day.
Wow.
With the peak of the addiction hitting 16 Vicodin a day. He talks about detox, things like that. He went through program, and it took him way longer, he said, than, you know.
How do you take that much and still play?
He was hurting. He was, you know, had busted ankles.
Oh,
he had just,
God.
I know it. Wow.
I'm having trouble standing up.
I know. See, exactly. And I'm just on Advil. My second shot in an Advil.
Play football.
Yes, bravo. Prince Harry got a job.
What?
He got a job. Yes.
T-shirt company or?
No, he started a new job with a startup. Now he is the chief impact officer.
Oh.
It's called Better Up Inc. It's in San Francisco, out of San Francisco, I should say. It's a tech company that offers professional and mental health coaching. So it's his first job, like in the private sector. He's only, you know, I don't know if he's going to know what to do, you know?
Where is HR?
I don't know what that is. And spoiler alert, masked singer, the raccoon, Danny Trejo.
What?
Yeah.
Danny Trejo?
Yeah, Danny Trejo. Yeah, it was really interesting. Really interesting. He wasn't very good, but it was good. It was good. That is my take, sponsored by Call Christine. Bankruptcy, Call Christine, 702-986-0000 or callchristine.com.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, in entertainment news, Carla, you were talking about how these actors fought to get roles. And
yes.
You know, all these little stories you never hear. Aside from that, there's a list of the worst accents in movies.
Yes.
I have the top three, unless anybody else can think of others, and you want to dial in or text in 702-739-9636. See if you can even identify this actress. It's one of the worst accents, they say, of all time, but listen to this.
Where are you going?
We need to get to the Duke's castle. There's an army there.
Do you know who that is?
I do not.
That is Kristen Stewart.
Okay.
Kristen Stewart and her English accent in Snow White and the Huntsman. One of the worst.
Where are you going? We need to get to the Duke's castle. There's an army there.
She must have got lessons on an English accent from Kevin Costner.
Could be. Jeez. Kevin, who went in and out of it. He really did.
I don't even think he went in. No, he just was always out. Here's number two. This is from the movie Snatch.
Now, there is a problem with pikers or gypsies.
What are you doing, Potter? Get out of the way, mate.
Can't really understand much of what is being said.
Do you even know who that is?
I can't remember who that movie
is. It was a great movie, but I needed subtitles because everyone's accent sounded like that.
Yeah.
That was Brad Pitt.
Thank you. That's right. Yes.
Brad Pitt.
Now, there is a problem really with pikers or gypsies.
What are you doing, Potter? Get out of the way, mate.
Can't really understand much of what is being said.
So,
no, you're right.
No, you can't.
You're right.
And number one, this is number one, according to this list, the worst accent of all time. And Morty will come in later, and glad he's not here because he has a man crush on this guy. Keanu Reeves in Bram Stoker's Dracula. Oh. I can't figure out which one's Keanu and which one's the other guy, but...
If I may inquire, what in fact happened to Mr. Renfield in Transylvania? We can be married when I return. I have offended you with my ignorance, Count.
So that's Keanu.
The second one was Keanu, yeah.
Oh, not this guy?
If I may inquire, what in fact happened to Mr. Renfield in Transylvania?
That's not him?
No, I thought they were all him, because it didn't sound like a conversation. It just sounded like three separate sound bites.
Okay, might be, yeah, because that second one is where you can really hear that. That movie was awful.
We can be married when I return. Yeah. I have offended you with my ignorance.
Yeah, there we go.
I think you're right, John. I think they're all three terrible, and they're all three him.
Yeah, there you go. They just
What's your best accent? Because you do so many voices.
I know, I do so many. I don't know, I always think that my... I always think that my British accent isn't bad because I can do Cockney, and then I can also do a very proper English accent if I need to.
Is that what you think?
And I can, that's what I think. But I don't know, you know, what region mine are from.
I think the English accent is only because it's so easy to do.
Yes, yeah.
Well, about you, John, what's your best accent?
See, that's Cockney what you're doing.
What I'm doing?
Yeah. Yeah,
my problem is that the only accents that I can do, which are a Hispanic accent and a Chinese accent, both come off as being very stereotypically racist when I do it.
Right.
So even that I don't mean for it to be that way, that's how it sounds. So I'm not going to demonstrate that for you.
Stick to your Boston, Jan. Just do that.
Yeah.
There's not a Pennsylvania accent or something? That
Wooter. People from Philly have that Wooter. You drink your Wooter.
There we go.
Tina Fey can do it amazingly.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
Pennsylvania Dutch, right?
Okay.
My grandmother used to...
That's old language.
Yeah. Throw the dog over the fence of bone. What? What?
Are you going to red up?
She was from... Yeah.
We got company coming over. You got to red up.
I don't know what you're
saying. What? Hey, what red?
Anybody else? Give us your best accent.
Yes, exactly.
702-739-9636. Your best accent, which you could probably top Kristen Stewart, Brad Pitt, and Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. That's
or anybody else on this show. All right? So call in with your best accent. We're talking about bad accents.
Mm-hmm.
Keanu Reeves, number one. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Keanu Reeves does his own accent really bad. So it's very, very bad, I should say. But
if I may inquire, what in fact happened to Mr. Renfield in Transylvania?
That's English.
He sounds like he's trying so hard.
I saw a movie, and I wish I could remember the name of it. Some Irish movie. Christopher Walken.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would top the list now. It was Christopher Walken with an Irish accent.
Yeah.
But it still sounded like Christopher Walken from New York.
Right. Yeah. Well, of course.
The ice is going to break.
Do you know how hard it is to do an accent and make it believable? It just is. And that's why a lot of actors and actresses get, you know, ticked. It's like, well, if you want someone to be Irish, get someone Irish.
Yeah.
If you want someone to be British, get someone British.
I told Jody that I wanted to be, maybe if the radio thing doesn't pan out, I could be like a voice actor. So I was doing all these voices for her at home.
Were you doing voices or
I was doing voices
dialects.
And accents and dialects and stuff like that.
Right.
So I could be a grouchy old man, I could be.
Yeah.
You know, with the dialect, the accent. But she says, she goes, but they all sound like you.
Oh, Jebby.
And I said, but they are me.
Yeah, if you're acting, they know it's you anyhow.
Right.
You know.
Man, the honeymoon's over. If you're just walking around the house shouting accents at Jody.
It all could be the old bitty English woman right along with you. Shut up. I know you're Mark O'Brien. Stop talking.
The
Come on, what do you mean it's me? You know it's me. You don't know it's me if I talk like this.
Oh my God, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. I love you so much.
That's what
Arnold.
It's come down to in our house.
You knew my grandfather, Lionel Barrymore, and you're such a nice man, Arnold.
See, Drew Barrymore.
Thank you so much for doing Terminator. It made me smile, and I don't even know if that was your point. But it made me smile. So I spilled coffee on myself. I'm so sorry. I spilled on myself.
See, that's very good.
No, it's not really.
Oh.
But thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, see, if this radio comedy thing doesn't pan out.
Yes, that's right.
You and I can go into voice acting.
There you go. Go be a hacky comic on a cruise ship, Carla. Enjoy the norovirus.
I said, Jody, what about this? It's a happy English kid. Hello, everybody. I'm a happy English.
Well, now you sound like the queen.
She goes, let's hope the radio thing works out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR.
Oh, are we not still doing accents?
Should we do it? Come on. Are you ready to go?
Okay, Arnold.
What are you doing?
You go ahead and do it in that accent. Is that an accent? Or is that really you, Arnold Schwarzenegger? You're so nice.
Come on, Drew.
I don't know
why. Quit spitting on me.
Why did you do that with your nanny? That wasn't very nice, but I love you still, Arnold.
I don't think I could hold it that long. Oh, boy. It's gotten to that.
Sorry, people.
It's Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Mom in Jacksonville, Florida, facing charges after she showed up to her daughter's school with a boxing glove on, claimed it was super glued to her hand.
Okay.
And then beat up a student that I guess was her daughter's rival or something like that.
Okay. Got to be proud.
So.
Kid, got to be proud, daughter. Huh?
Thank God the glove was glued.
Yeah, that's my mom. Okay, can we go home? Can you give me a ride, Mrs. Johnson? Jeez.
Now, it doesn't say if she beat up the girl with the boxing glove on. But
still, can you please still give me a ride?
This happened a while back, but making the rounds online, some guy got his stuff stuck while trying to get it on with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He was putting in a bedroom door. And he was installing a new doorknob, and his wife thought, well, you know, it would be pretty hot is if we could make love with the door in between us.
What? Okay.
Somehow, I don't know, the stuff got stuck in the little hole, and the paramedics had to come.
Okay. Little hole. That got, again, can I get a ride, Mrs. Johnson, please? Jeez,
So you got your tool belt on.
Wow, that's
And you're putting in a new door and a new door dom.
He got it stuck. He got it stuck in the tiny little hole. That on. Oh, it's out. After I said, it's out. In the tiny. It's not that tiny.
But the wife goes, yeah, I think it would be hot.
Okay.
And well, the paramedics had to cut out a chunk of the door to get him to the hospital.
I got nowhere to go. I got nowhere to go. So
I guess he didn't get it. It got stuck, so they had to cut the door. And then he shows up at the hospital with a part of the door.
Mike, I know you, along with all of our listeners right now, are trying to picture that in their head. So they were, okay. And then the doorknob. Okay, the knob was out. The doorknob was out. And he never, yeah, right. Out and then stuck it. Okay, I got it. I
mean, you see what you're saying? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, sure. A little adventure. Why don't okay. we do that, honey?
It's just us. We're married.
Yeah. Oopsie. No, don't worry, honey. The fireman, he's here. He'll help you. Don't worry. Hold still.
Laying on a gurney with a part of the door.
Yeah, exactly. With the door on you.
On you.
On top. Yeah, that's what's going on, Bob. Oh, it's Thursday.
And I'm sure when the medical people at the hospital, just when you thought you saw everything.
Oh, I got nothing. I really got nothing. I can't top that. I just can't today. I just can't. You know what? All I have to say is maybe, you know what? Maybe he should buy a Corvette now. How about that? Because it's never going to be the same. It's Thursday. That's it. You're other
than makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. This is from far, far, far away in the Ukraine. A little 11-year-old boy, he was playing, you know, there's ice on water, on a river in the Ukraine. He was playing off the shore because it was icy, like kids do. Mm-hmm. Oops, broke the ice. And he was on it. He was still on a slab of ice. But it just kept floating off and drifting off, and he did not know what to do because now the ice is loosening beneath him and kind of cracking. Well, there was a fisherman like 100 feet from him, and this fisherman very carefully took his reel and whatever, cast his reel.
Yeah.
And he got him. He got him. He was able to to hold on to the reel, and he basically reeled him in to
shore. The kid hooked on to the string.
Yep. Held on
to it. The line.
Yep, the line. Exactly. It came to him right in the water. He was able to grab it, held on to it, and he literally reeled him back in. And this fisherman, Gorda is his name, he said, I am really lucky, you know, that I fish, and I was able to do that because he said, I didn't think I'd get another chance because the ice was cracking under him. He saved this little 11-year-old boy from, I'm sure, not a good fate. So, yes, there you go. So, I guess it pays, doesn't it? I can't.
We're not even close to being average or pretend that we're fishermen.
Right? His string?
Yeah, he threw
his line. I know. He threw his string to the boy because he was fishing.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yanked him back in.
Yes. Pulled him back.
He reeled him in.
Yes, he reeled him in. That's what he did. I know. I haven't fished in so long, and I don't know, one time I got the hook stuck on the back of my jacket as I was trying to...
It's a great story, though.
It is.
It's one of those once in a lifetime.
Yes, what a great visual. Jeez.
Yes, the kid's okay, and the fisherman can... I saved a kid.
Yes, I know.
Well, that's awesome.
He probably went back to fishing, too.
And caught nothing.
You know, he's a serious fish. Yes, I got a kid. I got a letter. That's all I got all day.
Well, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Why not? Submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Get ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Recapping the show this morning, well, we talked about bad accents.
Yes.
And bad impressions. I don't know.
I don't know that they were that bad.
No,
Jody.
I thought they were pretty good.
I thought they were pretty good as well.
Oh, I'm a grouchy old man.
I'm a grouchy old woman. Shut up.
Bridesmaids Day today, so we shared some stories. Oh, we let the women share stories, those horror stories.
Yeah, and that one guy. It's hard written and tough. They're expensive.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't want to celebrate that, celebrate Waffle Day, I guess.
Yes, much more fun.
Okay, and don't forget, a couple of road games for the VGK up in Denver tonight. Take on the Avalanche, and they drop the puck at 6 p.m., so we get an hour early, which is great.
Good.
Then on Saturday, it's a matinee at noon. Some VGK hockey. Hopefully they can pick up a couple of games and some points on the Avalanche, who are right behind us in the West. So go Knights, go. Otherwise, do have a great day. Wendy Rush going to cover and help you out with the music throughout your workday. She is in next, so she'll take care of you. Otherwise, we'll talk to you tomorrow as we wrap up the work week. Be careful, be safe, and be kind to each other. Back tomorrow.
the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.